joined now with Freddie Roach at the Friction press conference, just a few days out. Be training Andre Arlovski. What's it been like training Andre?
Great. Andre's a hard worker. I like you guys that are disciplined and work hard. So that's why I work with Andre. And we've been training camp for 10 weeks now. So we watch a lot of tapes on his opponent, Pedar, and we have a good game plan down. And I can't wait for the fight to start.
And you've been known as a master putting game plans together. The one you put together for Manny Pacquiao versus De La Hoya is almost legendary. I mean, De La Hoya wasn't even in that fight. Have you been working with Andre as far as game planning goes for the fight?
Definitely. I told Andre, you know, if we fight this fight the correct way, it shouldn't go more than one round. You know, the 5-minute rounds, okay, so we have some time. But the thing is, I said, you got to look at this fight as a one-round fight, because Fedor doesn't like when he gets hit.
Okay.
And we're going to hit him. Okay. I mean, that's you know, Andre's body, his stand-up game is superior to Pedar's. I know Pedar punches hard coming forward, of course. I'm not saying he's not a good puncher, but he's not a good boxer.
Okay.
And we can excel in that area. And, you know, if it goes to the ground, they're both ex-sambo champions, and we know his best move. I'm sure he knows our best move. So hopefully we can keep the fight standing up if possible.
So have you worked a lot with with Andre on keeping the fight standing as opposed to going to the ground when possible?
Yeah, we work together. Him, wrestling coach, jiu-jitsu coach, we all work together on how we can keep the fight standing up for the most part, you know. And I think we had a good game plan down. Yeah.
Okay. Is this gonna be a, I don't want to use the term one shot deal, but are you gonna be working with Andre much in the future or just for this fight?
I've worked for him for the last 2.5 years.
Okay.
I worked his corner on the last Affliction show,
okay,
against Brandon Rothwell.
Okay.
But then, Andre's going to go into box after this, and after we knock out Fedor, I'd like to challenge him for the heavyweight championship of the world against Valuev right away.
Really? No fights in the middle there?
No, his boxing skills are good enough. The best MMA fighter in the world, fighting the best boxer in the world, 2 world champions, it'd be huge.
Okay, and for Manny Pacquiao, how close is that fight with Ricky Hatton? Is that one ready to go?
We're having trouble in negotiations right now, so it's off right now as we speak, but I think they don't really have anywhere else to go but to fight each other for that kind of money, so I think it will happen. It'll be on May 2nd.
And is there any chance you get Floyd Mayweather out of retirement for one huge fight?
He will definitely fight the winner. Floyd expressed to me, I talked to him, and he told me he definitely wants the winner of that fight, and he will come out of retirement. And hopefully, he says he wants most of the money, though, but we'll see.
Everybody does, right?
Yeah, of course.
Right. Thank you very much.